All right, everybody, welcome to another edition, kind of an impromptu edition of Cave Talk. I have a local celebrity, someone I grew up listening to in Victoria, Michael Forbes. He was a radio personality, now moved into real estate, and I have a lot of questions and kind of, not concerns, but we're moving, the cave is moving into this voice space, and it's brand new for me. You've been doing this. You were in radio for how long?
30 years, 20 years in Victoria. So we started in Victoria in the fall of 1995, and we left radio in 2015. So you do the math.
Yeah.
It's 20 years.
So for us who are moving the cave, who's moving in this voice space and, you know, having listeners, whether they're young, old, what is something, a piece of advice you would give to Ken and I when we throw on these cheap mics and give it a go? What is one piece of advice you'd give to us?
Well, I think that you guys have it down, and it's storytelling. That's everyone loves a good story, right? And the more that you can hone that craft, the better off you're going to be. Because there's even, you know, hundreds of podcasts, whether they're serial podcasts where they tell a story over time.
Right.
But a story can be anything. It can be, you know, for instance, the other day, Lisa and I, we go for jogs around Thetis Lake, and we had to stop for a moment because it's like 6:30 in the morning, and there's a woman actually using her pug dog as weights in her exercise routine.
So she was like doing like...
It was almost like a very slow like Tai Chi muscle toning thing, and this dog was like... obviously used to it.
No, oh, okay. I was about to ask, with this dog, of the look on its face, like, I have no idea what's going on, but at least it looked like it was comfortable.
No, the look on his face actually said, oh, we're doing this again, are we? And again, she didn't know we were there because her back was to us, but very slow kind of Tai Chi, and this pug would be raised in the air very slowly, like she was offering him to the gods or something.
It's like you watched The Lion King and they're offering Simba.
So basically, that's a story.
Exactly.
You know? And it didn't take long to tell. But if you can find the quirky, the unusual, if you can find...
which is Ken. Let's sum that up right there. That's Ken.
Mr. Unusual.
Yeah.
You know? No, but I mean, you have an amazing sort of springboard. The Fan Cave is just an amazing creation. And the man behind it must be a pretty creative, amazing fella in his own right. And I've sat down with him, you know, a few times over the years. And he's just a phenomenal storyteller.
He is. And the best part about Ken is, and what we've talked about with the cave, and if you've heard, been on this podcast before, check this out on Instagram. Ken has a story for everything. Mm-hmm. Like everything in here, like looking at all the sticks on like the hockey stick pergola. Like I think one over there signed by Michael Bublé. One was given that's like looks like a broken banana blade. Mm-hmm. Like looks like it could take someone's eye out if they got a high stick. Every one of those has a story from someone. I think that guy was the captain of a BC Ferries that brought it. So that is, you know, kind of the same essence, I guess, that we use for the cave would actually be applicable to these podcasts. And speaking of podcasts, tell us a bit about yours.
Well, it's home with Forbes and Marshall. We decided to start it up shortly after we were in radio, only because people who missed us on the air,
like myself,
basically asked for it. They said, when are you going to get back on the radio? The reason that we're not on the radio right now is the fact that Victoria is kind of a smaller place.
Right.
There's not a lot of morning show jobs unless, you know, Ed Bain wants to retire sometime in the future. But I was born and raised here. Our kids are here. You know, they have all their friends. They have their schools. So there was no mad rush to up and leave this beautiful place. I mean, it's my hometown. And, you know, I actually live about 3 kilometers from where I grew up. My house is like just down the road from my childhood home.
Wow.
So there was no real thought about leaving Victoria.
No.
But we still wanted to be part of the community. Now, how do you do that? Well, we still get asked to MC constantly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see it on your guys' social media platforms.
That hasn't stopped at all.
Right.
But it would be nice to have a place where it's kind of like our home base, where we could do something that we've been doing for years and years and just keep you know, in touch. And it also gives us an excuse to talk to amazing people still.
It's going back to the stories.
And like that's the one thing that we really loved about radio is that every day was different. And we got to seek out and talk to amazing people. And because of the radio, we kind of had that access. Mm-hmm. But in this current incarnation, we still, you know, have an opportunity to do that. If we find someone who's interesting, that has a story to tell, then we're going to seek them out, and you know, most likely they're going to participate, they're going to tell us their story. So that's what we love about it, meeting people.
Where could our two listeners, my mom and dad, find your guys's podcast? What do they search so then they can go check you guys out?
I think the easiest place is we have a blog podcast tab on our website,
which is
forbesandmarshall.ca.
And right, and if you guys are in Victoria and looking for real estate help, please check them out. I know my wife and I, hopefully down the line, Ken and Landon keep telling me I gotta buy a house like three doors down mm-hmm. from here, so I'll probably be reaching out to you. Yeah. Knocking on people's doors for that help of getting them to move out. Yeah. So I can move closer to the cave, because I'm not here enough.
Yeah, and we do have we've got an aptitude for this, you know. We moved into real estate, and we now have a bunch of sales under our belts. And
what a better way for, like you said, being homegrown here, knowing the neighborhoods, knowing it, Victoria in depth, to jump into real estate, which is, like you said, probably an easy step, very familiar step of, if you know Victoria. No Victoria Radio, all that, and then moving into real estate, it just seems like a natural fit for you guys.
I love the fact that being here all our life, we had people out of town looking for a home in Victoria, and we could actually say, listen, I know that there's just at the end of this cul-de-sac, there's a trail, and there's actually a kid's playground right up here. Right. And we only know that because we've lived here all our lives.
Taking your kids to that playground for sure.
Yeah, so it's not something, it's just comes from experience.
Well, right? and for real estate, I know before my wife and I moved to where close to the cave, we were in a house in Gordon Head, and I was born and raised in Gordon Head, and now jumping into like Vic West, it's kind of that jumping jurisdictions and not knowing those parks, those pathways that lead to it. It's that intimate mm-hmm. details that, you know, anybody can kind of Google what a neighborhood may look like, this and that, but it's that intimate detail of someone being born and raised in Victoria, knowing like the paths lead here, this will be great for your kids. That is what makes a good real estate agent for mm-hmm. and I could see that definitely with you guys being born and raised in Victoria and here for so long and raised kids here. So.
Yeah, and one of the challenges that we face is that there's so much access online. You can do so much. You can find your own house online. You know, in years past, it was kind of a coveted secret. I mean, you can go on all of these platforms. You can do a lot of the work yourself. But once you get into that decision that, okay, we're going to buy a place or we're going to sell a home, there is a tremendous amount of moving parts to this. So we see a lot of wide eyes where I don't really need a realtor, you know, like I can do all this myself if I could just write up a contract. I mean, I'm almost there, right?
That's all I need to do.
I just want to show the house, you're in the way sort of thing. But when they actually go through the process, you can see they're like, holy mackerel. I'm sure glad that I have someone with experience and the know-how to navigate me through, because we can think of things that you'll never think of.
Oh yeah, that expertise, and I am a big believer in like trust the professionals. So this is how Ken and mine's relationship works at the Cave. We're our own professionals, our own thing. Yeah. I think I mentioned to you when you came over the other day. Like if I will hurt myself looking at like a saw, like not even touching it, just being in the presence. It starts. I can feel I'm gonna cut myself. It's just. Yeah. Not my aptitude, but then, you know, doing the tech, the web, the media, that's the thing that's good for it. And it's vice versa for Ken. Mm-hmm. He can build, as we sit in the Ultimate Hockey Fan Cave with a 1,700 plus stick floor and 100 creations made out of hockey sticks. That's his profession. That's his where he has his professional expertise. And then if I said, hey, Ken, can you go post a blog or can you, you know, code a website? It'd be the same. Like, I think he'd pull like a muscle thinking about having to do that.
Well,
because
exactly.
It's just not our expertise, but having that complimentary skill set, I think, is just critical.
Well, one of the reasons I'm sitting here is because of your expertise on social media, right? I mean, I've dealt with social media for years myself.
Right.
I learned about 12 new things in an hour, you know, from you. So you provide that expertise
for sure
for people. Like I've learned so much today. It's absolutely incredible, and a lot of it is really easy to implement too. Mm-hmm. So
and cost efficient too, which is nice.
You are a social media professional, and you know I would recommend that if you'd like to fill in the gaps, you know, in your business, if you're too busy for this, that you should probably talk to Jordy.
Yeah, and that's a nice little segue onto. I think if you haven't heard or seen us on Instagram, I've actually made a jump in careers from the government now, starting my own media business. And Michael came over. We were a guest on his podcast.
Yes,
on Home with Lisa, and we were talking, and they wanted to expand, so we just had a nice conversation here. And I was giving you guys an example of how great this Anchor app is for doing podcasts.
Oh,
so we literally pulled out the two microphones that we have here that I got off Amazon, and we thought we'd just have a conversation about media, real estate, and just show how easy it is to get the content out there. I had a question about the cave for you.
Okay.
Because people probably didn't know this, but you were one of the first people when you're in radio that came over, and as part of like your media obligations and stuff for it, you did, I think, our first ever video of the cave tour when it was done, that I think got a couple thousand views or something crazy like that.
Yeah, it's up to 10,000, and it's like usually every time I post it's like maybe 150 or something like that. So that was like that's my shining achievement, my crowning achievement there. But all it was is essentially what you know you do is just keep it simple, stupid. You know, it was just an iPhone camera, and Ken gave me the tour.
Right,
and it really resonated with people, right? And we sort of we mentioned it on the radio, and we put it on Facebook, and even from that it just took off. Right?
That was we saw that helped me for when I started showing this and like sat at this bar, Ken was on the other side, and I said, "You got to put this online." That's how this all started, and he didn't know how, so I started to learn all these things. And doing that and then seeing it's not just me like being biased, that there's an opportunity here. People want to see this place. And then, so for years, I owe you a big thank you, because your video, when you came and did that, kind of confirmed my suspicions about how awesome this content, how awesome this place is, the storyline, Ken's storyline about how he built it. So my question for you, now that you've kind of been around here for, you know, a year or two and seen kind of the development, is there one creation out of the 100 plus that just is your favorite, or you can't believe somebody made it?
You know, I couldn't pick one, because Ken constantly creates.
He's so
always thinking.
True.
Yeah, I mean, this is a guy that's, if you put something on the side of the road, he's going to find something to do with it, and it's going to be hockey related.
For sure.
I think that more so than the material stuff and the wonderful creation of this amazing space is it goes far beyond that. I'm a man that grew up in Canada.
Right.
So are you.
Well, I'm like half a man. I haven't got there yet. I can't grow the facial hair like a man should be able to. I've been working on this beard for like 33 years, and it still hasn't come through, and I'm still working on Movember's mustache right now.
Just sit in the mirror and strain, and maybe the whiskers will come out a little bit. No, but it goes far beyond the creation, because, you know, we both grew up in Canada. We all have a story about hockey. And there's stuff about, I mean, I can go back to when I was 2 years old and my grandfather, the hockey game was always on in the background. You know, that Saturday night when the Hockey Night in Canada theme came on, I mean, you know, you can get choked up. And when they got rid of it, I was like, furious, because that's part of it. And when they tried to get rid of Don Cherry and all of that stuff,
the whole turnover.
And you know, trying to progress, but if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But what I'm getting to is the fact that it's an emotional experience. I can look around this room and I can find something that will trigger something that's really, you know, quite special, you know. And I'm not necessarily a Blackhawks fan, but that passion for the team, just, you know, it's it's present in this place as soon as you walk in. And I love the fact that when you cross the threshold into the main building,
right,
you can wear any sweater.
Yeah.
And you're welcome.
You know, we've had football fans, baseball fans come in here, but the thing that makes me, it makes it really cool is even though they're maybe baseball fans that come with hockey fans or whatever, they can appreciate it from like a construction, engineering, like there's all these different kind of elements. I just see it for a hockey perspective, mm-hmm. but like yeah. there's so many other perspectives of like recycling, and that when people come in, it's really interesting to see what they're, what they focus on. For us, it would probably be the hockey memorabilia or like the hockey moment memory that all this stuff brings up. But for some people, it's like, well, I like the way you did this and you use this rivet and like whatever,
yeah,
these
yeah.
self-tapping screws and what type of equipment you have. And it's like, it's neat that it not just hits people in the hockey sense, but also in like the talent of construction and architecture
yeah.
and all the stuff that he's done. So I've noticed that when people come in and we give the tours, what they focus on.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a Blackhawks fan, you love the Hawk's Nest, and then you come down here, and that's kind of the whole goal is to make every hockey fan feel comfortable, regardless of what team you like. I'm a Penguins mm-hmm. fan.
Yeah.
And I can tell you, if this main part was this whole building, the whole fan cave was just, in honor of the Blackhawks, I probably wouldn't be coming up as much as a Penguins fan because I probably wouldn't feel too comfortable.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, it's just an attestment to celebrating the sport of hockey in its entirety. It's unbelievable.
And getting back to how we started this whole thing about storytelling, some of the stories that just the people that gather and some of the conversations. I mean, we were in here the other day, Lisa and I, and we talked for 20 minutes with Ken about Don Ho. Nothing to do with hockey.
No,
but the conversations and the memories and the fun that this place inspires is truly incredible.
The fan cave is really just a reason to get together, is kind of what yeah. I say, and then from there it's just a catalyst for discussions about, at times there'll be games on like during the season that we're not really paying attention to, but we're talking like you said, like Don Ho, mm-hmm. Hawaii, whatever it may be that comes up. So hockey's the reason to get together, but I honestly think it is the people and those stories and the community exchange that happens in here
mm-hmm.
that kind of keeps people wanting to come back. And Tina and Ken are such great, generous hosts. They never really ask for anything. Come have a good time, get home safe. And I think that just, once again, just resonates mm-hmm. into what the fan cave is about and like its essence of
mm-hmm.
hockey. Hockey community, good people, have fun,
yeah,
come back later, you know, type stuff.
Well, Ken and Tina essentially built it for themselves, and the best thing that you could have ever done is share it with the rest of us.
Well,
because this cannot be a secret.
Yeah, and that kind of, I guess, our theme for this podcast is the power of story, is that I always like to make sure people realize that regardless of whether I moved down the street or whatever it is and help Ken put this online, this would still be here.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not with as much free product as we've gotten from companies.
Yeah.
And a few of the people we've met and, you know, getting Ken, you know, my pride and thing that I'm most proud of was helping get Ken and Tina and Lannon and Tiana to Chicago. So Ken, after being a Hawks fan for 50 years, and we touched on this, I believe, in your podcast, so make mm-hmm. sure you guys go check out Home. You'll see it on all of our Instagram stuff, and we'll be promoting that too. But Ken tells his story about going to Chicago after being a Hawks fan for 50 years and never being there. So you might have seen it a bit on our stuff, but Michael and Lisa will be having that on theirs, so stay tuned. But that's the pride that when I think about of all of the things that I've done for this place, is having someone who's been a Hawks fan for 50 years actually get to go to a game,
mm-hmm.
hear the Chelsea Dagger goal song, you know, experience that. And a little spoiler, Ken cries when he gets to the United Center in Chicago, which is, even when he talks about it now, he tears up. And for me, that is like, that's worth all the effort, that's worth all the content creation and promotion and media. But it mm-hmm. shows that this media nowadays, how powerful it is, and how mm-hmm. There's an opportunity there for a backyard fan cave made by a guy using broken sticks and things yeah. from the road could get to a point where someone was so generous to help them get to Chicago and see it. So I guess there's a little bit of motivation for anybody out there who wants to start, whether it's their own fan cave, start their own podcast. My recommendation is stop thinking about it. Just do it. Get mm-hmm. going and tell your story. That's
yes.
kind of a yeah. kind of thing about it. But another question for you, mainly because I want to get better at interviews. Mm-hmm. What would be one tip you could give me? I'm assuming you must have conducted lots of interviews in your career in radio. Mm-hmm. What tip would you give to people out there that want to get better at like interviewing people that you've kind of harnessed over the years?
Be curious. Just be.
What do you mean by that? No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, just be curious. Right. I know that there's some people, and I did it when I first started broadcasting. You know you're going to interview somebody,
yep.
And all your questions are hand typed out, and you're all ready to go. I mean, it's good to write down a couple of things, but we found it best when the conversation, you know, just flowed.
Right.
And if you're a curious person, if you genuinely care about the person that you're interviewing, the interview is going to happen. For I mean, sure. You're witnessing or actually hearing that now.
Yeah.
This was just, okay, Michael, let's just turn this on and talk.
Right.
And you've got it down. I mean, you're a curious person. I mean that in a good way.
Are you okay? I was just writing that down. Okay. Exactly. I'm going to block him on Instagram now.
There's no question written down there. We're just having it. It's what people do every day. An interview is no different than talking to somebody on the bus, that you just met. And you know what? They're going to have an interesting story to tell.
Everybody has a story.
So if you're a person who wants to find out more about perhaps more about somebody as a person or what they do for a living, the interview is just going to happen.
Well, that's a perfect way to end this podcast. Michael, thank you so much for being part of Cave Talk. Go check out Home. I'll be linking it to on our Instagram. And make sure if you're in Victoria, you need real estate advice, you go check out your website.
ForbesandMarshall.ca.
Go check them. The Cave, definitely Cave approved, good people, and they know their stuff. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Dory.
We'll see you guys next time on Cave Talk.